All right, Johnny Osho, here we are at Southwick. Your Riders went 1-2. They had a great day. I don't really want to make that about them, but let's talk about them first. It's got to be really rewarding. They've done it a lot. They've won both classes, all of that. But when you see today, Hunter catches Eli, who's, we know, one of the baddest dudes ever, and gets second overall, and Jed is gone, it's got to make you feel pretty good.
Yeah, like it's definitely good to watch because it is my – that's my job with them, and it's been my job for 6 years now. So to do what I did – they did today, not me, but just our team, and we're just always like – almost like pinching ourselves, like it's just like a lot of hard work, obviously everyone would know at this level, and then to have Jet do his thing, Hunter, like you said, come in there, beat their 1-2, they were 1-2 even at Mount Morris, so yeah, it's exactly what we kind of all like work for, and to achieve it, it's definitely like sometimes for me, like I'll feel it a little bit more like tomorrow, like just going wow, like you know, like I'm just, I don't want to say like I'm numb to it because we all work so hard and stuff, but like I'll think about it a little bit during the week, and when I keep track of them, what they're doing on a daily, it's not just like on the weekends when I'm here. Everything is like I know exactly what everyone's doing every hour of the day. Like I literally, that's how we operate with the Lawrence team, with HRC Honda, myself. It's just you know, a well-oiled machine, like they. Like a lot of people use that term, it's literally that, like, but with a lot of work behind it.
Are you surprised at Jet's ACL recovery? Like, we've seen these things, the turnaround from back in your day. I mean, if they had that mesh surgery back in your day, you would have done way better. Anyways, are you surprised at like either the surgeons' techniques now, or the riders, the athletes, and how much they're back on spin bikes and how much they're riding? Like, it's got to blow you away on how these guys are coming back with these ACLs.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, but like you asked me, does it surprise me? And I have to be pretty frank, no. I have the best medical team on our side, and this Warren Kramer is the one who did our Kramer Orthopedics on his knee surgery. And, like, yeah, like I never had a doubt in my mind. Like, nothing really even surprised me. I mean, maybe a little bit like, hey, when do you think we can just maybe jump on the motorcycle a little bit? And the fact that I got, like, you know, the answer really quick, like really that quick, like that would be something I'm like wow, okay. And then I just have to have full trust in him, but I never not thought we wouldn't be ready for Paulo Fox Raceway.
I was talking to Ian Harrison in the tower, and obviously like Chase had a rough Paula and just kind of decided to take some weeks off, banged up, right? Jet missed some of Supercross, comes back for Nationals. Last year, Jet got hurt, comes back for SMX. The point being is, I think we're entering an era, and maybe not, but I think we're entering an era, and Ian kind of agreed with me, where the Dungies and Rickies, the guys that went indoors and out and lasted, didn't get hurt, did all 31 at the pressure and the level that those guys are at, we're thinking it's either over or pretty rare going forward from here, because for all the reasons we just said. Do you agree? Do you disagree?
So I just want to make sure I'm understanding what you're saying. You're just meaning longevity type deal? Like, is that basically what you've asked me?
Well, the level of that these guys are at now, injuries happen in our sport a lot. And to stay healthy for 31 races, or even in Chase's situation, which we believe is more of like, hey, I just need a break after a long Supercross season. Those days are going to be... The guys that do all 31 and win both titles, all that, are going to be more rare.
Yeah, it's like almost like a difficult question, but I totally know where you're coming from on it. I've always, even if you go back as far as I go back, and my, you know, a lot of your viewers won't even know, but like in the 80s, we've always, I think all athletes, motocross athletes, thought about that 10-year deal. Like if you can keep that flame going for 10 years, that's pretty amazing. We're seeing it happen more regularly now, Eli and all that. So, I just would say that literally the science and everything, the knowledge and what we talked about just earlier with our medical teams, with our doctors and technologies we have for recovery, I know that I do believe that I have the best of the best in the world. I know a lot of people can, if you want to work hard enough and look into it, you can find the stuff that we use. But yeah, like I just think the science of the sport, I see some stuff in other sports too. It looks like they can recover quicker and go a little longer. But I think I'm kind of walking all over here, but I do see some wear and tear in my guys. Yeah. And I mean, the Hunter and Jet were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they're like thinking they're Superman and can do everything. So when I hear anything about the Paris off, you know, Paris race, excuse me, like Bercy and all that stuff, I kind of go, well, we'll see how long you can want to continue that, because I've been around so long. I did all that even in my day. So I do see that coming into play now, like, oh, okay, we're doing Aussie Open or whatever, like whatever it is. So I do see that part. And then, you know, like we talked about earlier, I mean, it's just people are hard on everyone, you know, like at every level now. But I do kind of look at it like I felt like our team, I don't ever want to say I, because I just don't believe in this I, but we built something really strong here. And you're seeing a lot of the strength, and that could be wins or longevity, is what I built. Like, I know I went we again, me, I meaning we, like the foundation's been really set with both Lawrence brothers and the team, obviously. So, I think we're probably midway or something like that in these guys' career. I really can't give, because you know how things can change overnight. Like tomorrow, the guys crash during the I think I probably stress more during the week than just making sure they're okay. Like, okay, you guys got through your motos and all that and whatever they're doing, testing and all that, then race. And I will go on the limb and saying the race is almost the easiest part. Like, it's all the other stuff, the wear and tear and all that we were just talking about. So, you know, for us to go 1-1, 2-2 for Hunter, Jet being the 1-1 guy, like, I don't know, like, it just, it's amazing, but it's kind of just what we've been, like, aiming for the whole time, like, literally.
So, I was a mechanic for a long time, and when I think about, like, today, I look back and I, like, kind of don't even, it's such another lifetime ago for me. I watched a 86 Southwick came up on Instagram, you and RJ, you were leading for a little bit. When you go to High Point or Southwick or Redbud, do you look at the track and be like, oh, man, I passed RJ there, or me and Wardy did that over there? Do you think like that, or is that just so long, so many, I mean, it's a bicycle lifetime ago, it's a trainer lifetime ago for you, like, do you ever think like that?
Yeah, I guess I do. Like, it's still in my blood. Okay. So, like, you know, I know the race you're talking about. Yeah, like, it's still kind of in me. Okay. So, you know, when I see Jet do his stuff that won off over everybody else, or Hunter with his technique, I mean, they're so technically sound, it's really nice to watch, especially in my position, because I was a technical guy too. So when I see these little things that, like, Jet's the ballerina and the motorcycle and stuff, I mean, I kind of feel like I was that too, you know, like, I helped change the sport and Supercross and all that, David Bailey and myself. So a lot of it, yeah, like, I remember all that stuff. But it's,
do you think about turns at Southwick where you're like,
I mean, I definitely can relate, you know, you know, the way the tracks develop now are quite a bit different than they used to be. They were rough in our day too, especially when we don't have the machinery like they have today. So I think all that stuff, it kind of comes back naturally, but like, it's not about me anymore. Like, it's literally just, about them. So like, I had a great career and I was blessed to be in the position I am, to even stay in it as long as I am right now. People still want me in their corner. So like, it's just, I just feel really blessed.
Yeah. Interesting. And how come you never won Southwick? I went back before, I was thinking about talking to you today. You got second in 86, you got a third in 84, third in the 500s, I think. Cowie days, never won Southwick, and you were gnarly guy in shape. Holly tells me that you guys would ride sand tracks up there around, you know, northern LA or wherever, like that area. You never won Southwick though.
Yeah, it's like Southwick, I probably always really bums me out I never won Daytona. That was one that I got second like five times or something like that. But yeah, like usually the tougher guys, and I think I was kind of known as that. I didn't win it. Like, but there is some venues I just wasn't able to win, but I was, you know, multi-time champion in the sport, and I just have to live with that, you know. Like, but I do look bad, yeah, exactly. But yeah, I would have thought I would have won here a few times. So that's just the way the sport is. And I raced in a time period there was quite a few guys, not just me. It's, even now, I mean, there's just so many good guys. Like, so there was guys that wanted it a little bit more or made a little bit less mistakes that day. But, no, I never won Southwick. But.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Cool. All right. Thank you.